sheep night. No sheets fill the night. Heart's delight, shining bright. Praising Allah, shining bright.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected viewers of Madanishan, we once again welcome you in our program, Nasheed Night. In this program, you listen Na'at of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam, Manaqib of Awliya Allah, Hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've got one segment where you complete a couplet. We'll give you one first line of that couplet, and inshallah, you'll be completing. This way, you can also take part. But before we proceed towards our program, let's make few good intentions. Because my Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I'll deliver this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching, you can make this intention, you will watch. From start to end, you'll remember what you learn. Act upon and pass this knowledge on to others. It's always a good idea to ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program. Join us in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his harif alayhi salatu wa taslim insha'Allah azza wa jal. With all these good intentions, we begin. Alhamdulillah, I've got a brother Mubashir Tari from Walsall insha'Allah. We'll be listening beautiful naats. We'll start with the kalam which is hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can say hamd and naat at the same time, but these are du'aya ash'ah. The du'as made in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But let's first go towards our brother Mubashir. Bhai, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah
Rabbil Alameen. Welcome, marhaba, to this program. As we are starting, inshallah, I think it's better to start with the kalam of Allah Hazrat Shah Imam Muhammad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman, the du'aya ash'ah, inshallah, azawajal.
Sallallahu alayka ya رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله يا
جبائے سر Young.
Respect to Yusuf Qadrishan, you were listening the kalam, the supplications, du'as written by Allah Hazrat Shah Imam Muhammad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman. It's a beautiful kalam. You can say it's the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as the na'at of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, same time. And du'as in the court of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. This is the dua, Ya Ilahi, har jaga teri ata ka saath ho. Jab pade mushkil shahe, mushkil kusha ka saath ho. Now, first of all, Allah Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman, he supplicates in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I need your assistance. I need your help at each and every occasion whenever I will be in need. Ya Allah, I need your assistance. I need your help. And then again in each and every couplet, separately he then mentions that what will be the occasions when I will be in need, when I will be in need of your help, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal. And how beautifully on those occasions then he prays in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, On this occasion, I need your help, I need your assistance. And then when he asks for assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he then asks through the wasila of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Then he mentions the naat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Through the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he makes dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I need your help. But he comes through the door of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam by the means of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallama. On each and every occasion, he is supplicating in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that whenever I will be in need, Ya Allah, I need your help. I need the help of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa sallam. There, be with me. The assistance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be with me. Now, we think that calamities, problems, issues in our lives, maybe we will be in need of help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is the calamity for Allah Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman, where he wants the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is amazing. These du'as are amazing to notice that how one should make du'a in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What should we ask in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What should we prefer to ask in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Subhanallah. And dunyawi baliyat, the worldly calamities, issues, yes, we should also seek protection from. But in fact, in reality, the actual calamities are the calamities of the hereafter. Actual calamities are the calamities in the time of our nazar, our death. The actual calamity will be the calamity when there will be an examination in the grave. The actual calamity will be the calamity to pass the bridge of Sirat. The actual problem to face will be the problem. And then we will be standing on scale, mizan, and then we'll be waiting what decision is made for us. Whether the nama'i amal is given in our right hand or the left, this will be the time which will be a very tough time. And these are the occasions when we need to be seeking help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking the madad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the wasila of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is what Ala Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman seems to write these du'as, these supplications in the court of Mustafa. And he says, Ya ilahi bhool jau naz'a ki takdeef ko, shadiye didare husne Mustafa ka saath ho. Ya Allah, when it's the time of my nazar, when I'll be facing the tough time of departing from this mortal world, at that very moment I need, if I could behold Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, I could have the blessed vision of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If that will be the case, inshallah, I'll have salvation. I will be sorted. Inshallah, I will depart from this mortal world with peace. Yes, my dear Islami brothers, Allahu Akbar ulama, they mention that whenever you make dua, you should make dua that, Ya Allah, when I am departing from this mortal world, when I die, I have the blessed vision of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The women, when they saw the beauty of Sayyidina Yusuf ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, they cut their fingers, but they did not realize that they had cut their fingers because they were indulged in the beauty of Sayyidina Yusuf ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. So inshallah, when we will behold husne tamam, when we will behold the total beauty granted to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the time of our death, we will be engrossed, we will be indulged in that beauty to the extent that we will not feel the pains of death inshallah, the agonies of death inshallah azza wa jal. And this is what Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, Ya ilahi, bhool jao, I will forget the pains and agonies of death. When at the time of my naza, when I'll be departing, when I'll be leaving this world, shadiye didare husne, the happiness of seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on that very tough time, if I'll have the vision of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, and if that will be with me, then this is what I need and this is what I'm making dua. And then he says, Ya ilahi namae amal jab khulne lagein. Ya ilahi namae amal jab khulne lagein. Aib poshe khalke sattare khata ka saath ho. Ya Allah, when the time, my book of deeds, we are the authors of our own book of deeds, isn't it? Whatever we are doing in this dunya, that's being written. And we are the authors. Tomorrow, there will be a day when our namae amal will be opened. And Allah Zati is saying, when that moment comes, when that time comes, Ya Allah, what I need the company of Rasulullah salatu wasalam, because he is Sattar, Allahu Akbar, who hides the mistakes, who covers the mistakes, inshallah. If Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam will be with me, inshallah, I will have no fear of my nama amal being opened. And this is what the dua is, because inshallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasalam will hide, will cover my shortcomings, and he will intercede on my behalf in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, insha'Allah azza wa jal. And then further, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Now these are the different occasions where Ala Hazrat thinks that these are the times of calamities, these are the times which are tough times, and one should seek help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the wasila of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Then he is mentioning the time of naza, then he is mentioning the time of his nama amal being opened, and then further it is mentioned that Ya ilahi gore tira ki jabai sakht raat. Ya ilahi gore tira, the dark night of the grave. When that comes, sakht raat unke pyare muh ki subh jaan fiza ka saath ho. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. The blessed face of Mustafa, wadduha, Allahu Akbar. See, the bright, radiant face of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. If I'm accompanied with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's blessed face, inshallah, in a sense that if I have Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam with me, there, subhanallah, what will happen? My grave, which would be dark, lonely grave, that will turn into light. Noor will enter in that, subhanallah. And this is what is Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi saying.
Ji kar da main mar jaawa jis din da main sunya hai qabr mein sarkaar aaye to main qadmon mein giro kar farishte bhi uthaaye to main unse yun kaho ab to paaye na اس دل ربا کے واسطے جی کر روے مر جاوا جس دن دا میں سنے آئے جی کر روے مر جاوا جس دن دا میں سنے آئے جی کر روے مر جاوا جس دن دا میں سنے آئے وچ قبر دے آپا نے ਵਿੱਚ ਕਬਰ ਦੇ ਆਕਾ ਨੇ ਦੀਦਾਰ ਕਰਾਉਣਾ ਹੈ.
Respective views of mention. Then Allah Azza Rahmatullahi Ta'ala referred, he writes, Ya Ilahi, jab chaloon tariq rahe pul sirat. Ya Ilahi, jab chaloon tariq rahe pul sirat. Aftabe Hashmi Nurul Hudaka Saatho. Now, what a beautiful metaphors he brings into this couplet, subhanAllah. He first talks about tariq rahe pul sirat. That path is very dark. Right, that the path of Sirat, which is thinner than a hair strand, which is sharper than a sword, that pole Sirat. Each and every nafs has to cross that bridge of Sirat. And that will be very, very dark path to cross. Allahu Akbar. But inshallah, Ushaqani Mustafa, inshallah, they will cross swiftly and quickly, inshallah, in lightning speed, inshallah, with the assistance of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is what Al Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi is writing, that if Aftabe Hashmi Nurul Huda, the Siraj, Allahu Akbar, that the sun, this is the metaphor used for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the other hand, there is a dark path. And for there you need light, you need roshni, right? Subhanallah, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala saying that Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa tasneem, if his assistance, his madad and his presence will be there with me, and inshallah azawajal, that path will turn to be enlightened and brightened, inshallah, and I will cross that bridge of Sirat, inshallah. Ab raza pul se wajd karte guzariye,
raza pul se ab wajd karte guzariye, raza pul se ab wajd karte guzariye, ke ghaira bisalim sadae Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dame naza jari ho meri zabaan par, Muhammad, Muhammad, Khuda hai Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
This kalam is very long. The time doesn't permit us because we have to include other kalams of the Nas also, many Islamic brothers. But Al-Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala makes these du'as, these supplications on different occasions when he thinks that is the time when I need assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the wasila of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam and the companionship of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is needed. Then he makes du'a. He keeps on making du'as. And then finally he says, subhanAllah, Ya ilahi jo du'ae nek mein tujhse karun. Ya ilahi jo du'ae nek mein tujhse karun. Qudsiyon ke lab se ameen Rabbana ka saath ho. Right? Ya Allah, these du'as when I'm making, or any du'a which is pious prayers I make in your court, Ya Allah. And I want that the angels, Ameen, also accompanies me in that dua. Subhanallah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept our du'as, these du'as which Allah Ta'ala Rahma has made for himself. May these du'as are also accepted for us also. For you also, who is watching right now. My dear Islamic brothers, I would like to just remind you that you can also take part in this program. And we've got a segment in our program, inshallah, which is complete a couplet. Now we will include that segment in our program. Let's see which couplet is there for you to complete today. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi.
No sheets fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright.
Kisko dekha ye Musa se puche koi? Kisko dekha ye Musa se puche koi? Ji, alhamdulillah, this is couplet from the salam of Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And now we'll also try to include one kalam, or a couple of kalams of Mihraj also we'll try, inshallah, in this program. Let's go towards our brother Mubashir Raza, inshallah. Ji, Mubashir bhai, which new kalam you going to? Next kalam. مرحبا
پیش حق مجدا شفاعت کا سنا دے جائیں گے پیش حق مجدا شفاعت کا سنا دے جائیں گے آپ روتے جائیں گے ہم کو ہنساتے جائیں گے دل نکل چلو حسرت زدو سنتے ہیں وہ دل آج ہے ہاں چلو حسرت زدو سنتے ہیں وہ دل آج ہے تھی خبر جس کی کہ وہ جلوہ دکھا جائیں گے تھی خبر جس کی کہ وہ جلوہ دکھاتے کچھ خبر بھی ہے فقیروں آج وہ دل ہے کہ وہ کچھ خبر صدقے میں لوٹاتے جائیں گے نعمت خلد اپنے صدقے میں لوٹاتے جائیں گے خاک افتا دو بس ان کے آنے کی سجدے میں تم کو اٹھاتے جائیں گے خود وہ گر کر سجدے میں تم کو اٹھاتے جائیں گے وہ ساتھ دی ہے خدا نے دامنِ میرے ماں پیو ویکھے دیون دیس نکالا لکھ گناہ میرا سونا ویکھے تے پھر پردے پاور جرم کھلتے جائیں گے اور وہ چھپاتے جائیں گے mm-hmm. مسیروں کی طرف اس صورت نو میں جانا کھا جانا کھا کے جان جگانا کھا سچ آقا تیرا بدی میں شانا کھا جس شان تو شانا سب بڑی لوگ اسی آپ بجلی گرا دے جائیں گے پھر منے سیا پہ بجلی گرا دے جائیں گے پائے ہو سلم کی صدا پر وجد لاتے جائیں گے رب سلم کی صدا پر وجد لاتے جائیں گے خاک ہو جائے تو چل کر مگر جب تک دم ہے ذکر ان کا سناتے جائیں گے پیش حق مژدہ شفاعت کا سناتے جائیں گے آپ روتے جائیں گے کو ہساتے جائیں گے
سبحان اللہ beautiful کلام again اعلی حضرت شاہ امام احمد رضا خان علیہ رحمۃ الرحمن پیش حق مژدہ شفاعت کا سناتے جائیں گے آپ روتے جائیں گے ہم کو ہساتے جائیں گے yes respected viewers of Madani Channel inshallah on the day of judgment shafa'ati kubra this honor this maqam this status is only given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam ak kareem alaihi salatu wassalam first will have the access in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sunte hain ki mahshar mein sirf unki rasai hai sunte hain ki mahshar mein sirf unki rasai hai gar unki rasai hai lo jab to banai
کہ محشر میں صرف ان کی رسائی ہے سنتے ہیں کہ محشر میں ان کی رسائی ہے سنتے ہیں کہ محشر رسائی ہے سنتے ہیں کہ محشر صرف ان کی رسائی ہے گر ان کی رسائی ہے لو جب تو بنائی ہے
اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ He talks about the shafa'at of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, intercession of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. And in this couplet, sunte hain ke mahshar mein sirf unki rasai hai, gar unki rasai hai, lo jab to banai. He says, we have heard that only access in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a personality possesses is the zaat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, is the personality of beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If that is the case, then we are all sorted, inshallah. Inshallah, we will have salvation, inshallah. We are par, inshallah. Then he writes the madha of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam in various other couplets. Keeps on writing. After mentioning the hamd, then at the end, the first couplet of the ghazal, the naat, which is known as matla, and the last one is known as maqta. So after mentioning the naat of Mustafa, when he writes the maqta, where he uses his pen name, he says the first couplet, or azaw, what was the doubt, right? You were talking in ifs and buts. Why were you dubious about the fact that Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam has only access in the court of, because the word gar, agar, see, if was used there. He says, why were you dubious about it? And then he clarifies that doubt at the end. He says in maqta, wallah raza wallah. Twice he mentions the qasam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sirfun ki rasai hai. Sirfun ki rasai hai. Only access one possesses in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the zaat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam.
Matla mein shak kya tha, wallah raza Allah. Matla mein shak kya tha, wallah raza Allah. رسائی ہے صرف ان کی رسائی ہے
حق مجدہ شفاعت کا سناتے جائیں گے. آقا کریم علیہ السلام will do an intercession in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. آپ روتے جائیں گے, ہم کو ہساتے جائیں گے. He will cry in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us, and then he will make us smile, right? This will be the intercession of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And my dear Islamic brothers, further, then he talks about kuch khabar bhi hai faqiro, kuch khabar bhi hai faqiro, aaj wo din hai ke wo ni'mate khuld apne sadqe mein lutate jayenge. This is the personality of Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. Inshallah, he will grant jannah to the beggars, and that will be the day. فقط اتنا سبب ہے ان اقادے بزم محشر کا, فقط only اتنا سبب ہے, the reason of the day of judgment is ان اقادے بزم محشر کا, the establishment of the day of محشر, کہ ان کی شان محبوبی دکھائی جانے والی ہے.
فقط اتنا سبب ہے ان
So this is the Zaat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, who will give us Jannah inshaAllah azza wa jal, inshaAllah. And then further, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayh, he then writes, سرورِ دین لیجئے اپنے ناتوانوں کی خبر, سرورِ دین لیجئے اپنے ناتوانوں کی خبر, نفس و شیطان سیدہ کب تک دباتے جائیں گے. So this is a plea in the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Then this is the AIDS, humility, the humbleness of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayh. But this suits best to us, for people like me, us, that we are the sinners and we don't have control over our nafs and shaitan. Okay. They are keep suppressing us and we keep falling in their tricks. And then Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayh, he presents a plea in the court of Mustafa, Ya Rasulullah, I need your assistance against shaitan. I need your madad against my nafs. Right? Please help me, assist me, so that I can suppress my nafs and this shaitan. And then further he says, خاک ہو جائیں عدو جل کر مگر ہم تو رضا, خاک ہو جائیں عدو جل کر مگر ہم تو رضا, دم جب تک دم ہے ذکر ان کا سناتے جائیں گے. Allahu Akbar. The enemies, no matter, they burn into ash. We don't care. But what is that? we will not stop mentioning the dhikr of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam until or unless we've got one breath left. We will be keep on mentioning the dhikr of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, no matter in jealousy, no matter in animosity, no matter in any way, form or shape. Someone's heart burns when the mention of dhikr of Mustafa is mentioned. We will not stop unless or until our last breath is there. We will mention the dhikr of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, inshaAllah. Azza wa Jalla. This was the kalam of Al-Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman, talking about the shafaat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. And another couplet, Al-Hazrat talks about the shafaat. Kya hi zauq afza shafaat hai tumhari, wah wah. Kya hi zauq afza shafaat hai tumhari, wah wah. Qarz leti hai gunah parhezgari, wah wah.
کیا ہی ذوق افزا شفاعت ہے تمہاری واہ قرض لیتی ہے گناہ پرہیزگاری واہ خامہ قدرت کا حسن
watching Nasheed 9th. We've got one segment which is complete a couplet. We would like to again show you on the screen. You will see that. Kis ko dekha ye Musa se puche koi. Kis ko dekha ye Musa se puche koi. This is the first verse of a couplet. You have to complete the second one. The brother Mubashir, I think if you would like to recite kalam of Amir of Ahle Sunnah, hai safara sabhur o malak aur ghilma khuld sadate.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. جلال اللہ اللہ یہ اور جو کم خود لا جائے ہے معراج خود لا جاتے ہے معراج خود لا جاتے ہے معراج خود لا جاتے معراج کی شب تو حشر میں کیسے بھولیں گے معراج کی شب تو یاد رکھا پھر حشر میں کیسے بھولیں گے عطار سی امید پہ ہم دن اپنے گزارے جاتے اپنے گزارے جاتے ہیں سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ
ما شاء اللہ بیوٹیفل کلام ریٹن بائے مائی شیخ طریقت امیر اہل سنت حضرت علامہ مولانا محمد الیاس عطار قادری دامت برکاتہ العالیہ. Beautiful way to depict the account of Mi'raj, very easily for a person to understand. Subhanallah. Hain safara sabhur malak aur ghilma khuld sajate hain ik dhoom hai arsh e azam par mehman khuda ke aate hain. Angels are lined up, subhanallah. Ghilma, they are decorating the jannah, subhanallah. Jannah is being decorated. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our guest, is coming towards the heavens, towards the skies, who is the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is the arrangements, this is the ihtimam for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's arrival towards the Jannah heavens and beyond, subhanallah, towards the La Maka. This is the arrangements, subhanallah, are being done. Further, it is said that hai aaj falak roshan roshan تارے بھی جگمگ جگمگ محبوب خدا کے آتے ہیں محبوب خدا کے آتے ہیں. If there is any sort of occasion, very important occasion, for example, if there is any wedding at home, what is done? See, home is decorated. If any paint is to be done, the new paint is done at home. See, why the and as much as bright and beautiful that can be decorated, lights are done, and this is how, subhanallah, even the night when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is this journey of ascension, the climax is going to happen. What is happening? Aaj falak roshan roshan, this sky is also brightened, it is different, it is looking fresh, it is looking more brightened, subhanallah. And tare bhi jagmag jagmag, and these stars are shining, it's a different shine today, because why? Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa tasneem is going towards the heavens and the beyond. Mahbub khuda ke aate hain, mahbub khuda ke aate hain, the beloved of Allah, subhanallah, is going where? Towards the Jannah, and then to beyond the heavens, towards the La Makam, subhanallah. And then further, Qurban mishano azmat par soye hain chain se bistar par Jibreel ami hazir hokar Mi'raj ka mujda sunate hain. This is the maqam of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, that the chief of the angels, Sayyiduna Jibreel Amin, he comes to give the glad tiding of Mi'raj to Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. While Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam is sleeping, Maka Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, he wakes up. This is the glad tiding which is given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam for Mi'raj. And then further, it is mentioned that Jibreel teher kar sidra par bole jo bade hum ek kadam. Jibreel teher kar sidra par بولے جو بڑھے ہم ایک قدم جل جائیں گے سارے بالوں پر اب ہم تو یہیں رہ جاتے ہیں. اللہ اکبر. Respected viewers of Madani channel, Look at the maqam of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu. Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wa tasleem. He had this wish to behold Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life. Right? And he wanted to have the vision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? His wish was, but what was said, you are not able to see. Right? Allahu Akbar. And then in this dunya, Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wa tasleem was not able to behold the vision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the maqam of Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. But look at the maqam of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. He is being invited. Tabarakallah. Zaat teri tujhi ko zaiba hai be niyazi. Kahin to wo josh lan tarani. Kahin taqaze visal ke the. There is being said lan tarani. And here Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam is being invited by sending Sayyidina Jibreel Ameen, Allahu Akbar, and he's invited towards La Makkah. And then he was given the vision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to behold Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This honor was also given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his own naked eyes in the state of awakefulness, subhanallah, with ruh and jism together. So this is the status only given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And this honor has not been granted to anyone other than Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And when the Sidratul Muntaha, that maqam comes, Allahu Akbar, that maqam where Sayyidina Jibreel Amin says, Ya Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam, this is my limit. I cannot step an inch ahead of this maqam. I cannot go further beyond. Allahu Akbar. And there again, respected viewers, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam's maqam status is even beyond that. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam then goes alone towards the La Maqam. Allahu Akbar. This is the shahr of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is the, you can say, where Jibreel jalte hai Jibreel ke par jis maqam par, jalte hai Jibreel ke par jis maqam par, uski haqeeqaton ke shanasa tumhi to ho, uski haqeeqaton ke shanasa tumhi to ho. And this is the zaat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, who goes beyond. You see, some people might think that Sayyidina Jibreel Amin was the guide of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, it was a special protocol given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What about Sidratul Muntaha? Even Jibreel Amin alayhi salam was there, left behind, and beyond Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa sallam went alone. Allahu Akbar. Where there was no direction, where there was no left, there was no right, there was no ahead, there was no back, not up and down, there was no direction. But look at the shanasai, look at the knowledge, look at the maqam, look at the status, alone, without anyone with. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given this ascension, this maqam, this climax, this peak. This is only the honor of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam to beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Zishan Nabi to sab hai magar Mehraj ka dulha koi nahi. Yun to sare Nabi muhtaram hai magar, yun to sare Nabi muhtaram hai magar, sarvare anbiya teri kya baat hai, sabse aula o aala hamara Nabi, sabse bala o wala hamara Nabi, khalq se aulia, aulia se rusul, aur rasoolon se aala hamara Nabi.
Sabse aula o aala hamara Nabi. Sabse aula o aala hamara Nabi. Sabse aula o aala. سب سے بالا ہو
Respective viewers, you're watching Nasheed Night. You're listening now to Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam. Let's see the segment complete. A couplet, what is there for us to complete? Kisko dekha ye Musa se puche koi. Kisko dekha ye Musa se puche koi. The second line, the second verse, you have to complete. Respective viewers, there's another beautiful couplet in this regard relevant to this topic of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi.
اور کوئی غیب کیا تم سے نگاہ و بلا اور کوئی غیب کیا تم سے نگاہ و بلا جب نہ خدا ہی چھپا جب نہ خدا ہی چھپا تم پہ کرو رو درود تم پہ کرو رو درود کعبے کے بدرو دو جا شمس و دوحا تم پہ کرو رو درو
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ مبشر بھائی any other کلام you would like to recite
ان کی مہک نے دل کے ان کی مہک نے دل کے
دل کے غنچے کھلا
received a request that can you read sabse aula wala hamara nabi. You've just done that also. Couple of ashar aap suna padenge inshallah.
Sabse aula wala hamara nabi sabse ba
Now the answer is ko dekha ye Musa se puche koi aankh walon ki himmat pe lakhon salam Mustafa jaane rahmat pe lakhon salam shame bazme hidayat pe lakhon salam jazakallahu khaira. Thank you very much for joining us, but that's all for today. Jazakallahu mashallah, by beautiful mashallah kalam you recited, may Allah bless you, give you more barakah and blessings. Respect you was every Saturday we come with this program Nasheed Night. Keep watching and invite others to also watch this. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting Salat ala Nabi Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Nasheed Night. Nasheeds fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright, praising Allah, shining bright.